The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Turn it all the way up. Oh.
This is Ace and TJ 5G.
Nothing can stop me.
Remember, if you need emergency cleanup services, like if you've been flooded or you got storm damage or far damage or any of that kind of stuff, then Paul Davis Restoration is where you need to go. Hands down. Great people too. Not just sponsors of the show, but great people, very charitable and whatnot.
Yeah, they're good people.
So if you would like Paul Davis, all you got to do is go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. Remember that. Take a hit of that and remember that. Earlier, Alexis looked at me and said, who did she ask me if I called? Did you call?
Oh, yeah.
Amare. Did you call Amare? And I said, what? Did you call Amare at sea level? I said, what in the world are you saying? And she was asking me if I tried the calamari at sea level, which is a restaurant we like, and we were there the other night. Did you call Amare?
I said, did you call, oh my God, did you try the calamari?
And I thought at the time, I didn't know what you were saying either. Who are you telling him to call?
Okay, well, y'all's ears don't work, so.
Call my friend Amare. Yeah. I'm thinking, was I supposed to call Amare at sea level? Or did we have a meeting?
I can't with you.
Amare. Calamare.
I heard her fine, but I could tell by TJ's face he was not getting it at all. Yeah. Huh? Did I call who?
Oh, no.
Amare. Calamari.
Calamari.
Yeah, maybe that's what threw it, because I say calamari.
Calamari.
Instead of calamari.
Calamari.
What's the proper pronunciation?
Probably calamari.
Yeah, because that's what you say?
No, I say calamari.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Because it's Italian, right?
Yeah.
Calamari.
Mm-hmm. So somebody named Amare would be Italian, huh?
Yeah.
So did you call Amare?
Oh, anyways.
I'm like, is that like Lamangelo?
Who the hell is that?
I'm an European.
Lamondre, that's one of my favorite names, and that's the name I give people when I make a reservation or ask for a table, and you got to wait, and they say, "And what's your name?" And I'll say, "Lamondre."
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Get out of here.
Because I love that name.
Really?
Yeah,
you love it.
I do.
I've never heard you say that before.
Because there was a guy on Love After Lockup whose name was Lamondre.
Lamondre?
Yeah, Lamondre.
That's not bad.
And he was stringing the girl along, pretending like he was about to get out, and he wasn't. She's planning a wedding and everything. She's like, I can't believe Lamondre lied to me.
Oh, that's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah. Well,
he's a felon.
She falls in love with him. He said, well, good, we'll get married, and he proposes. And then he lied about when he was getting out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible thing
but
to do.
Why the lie about when? What does he get out of that?
Well, I think he thought maybe he was getting out. Every time he was about to get out, he'd come back and go, my parole got denied, or my lawyer said this or said that. I don't know. But you got to promise on this show, a lot of times they'll promise people stuff. You know, while they're in prison, they'll make all these promises because the person on the outside sends them money. And stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, to keep money on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Did they stay together after she found out that he wasn't getting out?
No.
Good.
I don't think so. I always liked her on that show, but I don't think they showed her much anymore after that. They they have all of these different people that they follow. And I hadn't watched it in a long time. It got to where one Friday night we were watching it, and I was just like, I feel dirty now. I'm ready to get out of this.
Yeah, sometimes with a show like that, there's just a moment where you realize, okay, I've had enough. That's all I got.
And then Jody got all upset. Well, great. So we have one show we can watch together, and then now you're too good.
Oh, she was into it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a reality show with a bunch of drama.
So clearly, though, she had not hit that level yet of, I've had enough.
Right. She goes, well, I'm going to keep watching it. And I said, okay.
But
then it wasn't very long. She goes, yeah, I'm over that. Yep. I'm over that.
What did you like about the girl that fell in love with the guy in prison?
Well, I mean, it's a bunch of different cases. Right. But this one, you mean it was in love with LaMondre?
Yeah.
She was really pretty, and she was sweet, and her family gave her a hard time about, you know, trying to have a relationship with somebody in prison.
Yeah, I just can't imagine, like, what leads you up into falling in love with a person in prison? You can't be operating on all...
Right, yeah. Especially those that aren't getting out for a long time.
What are you doing?
But this show focuses on people who are just paroled or about to be released, and then they've already got a relationship going with somebody from the outside.
Okay. Right, love after lockup.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And it's not what you would call, you know, the upper echelon. Right.
It's kind of like The Notebook. with the parole officer.
Sounds so romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought she was really pretty, too. That lady was, yeah. Too pretty for LaMondre's ass.
Well,
I'll tell you that right now.
Sure.
And LaMondre was jealous, too. If he was trying to call her when he had phone privileges and she didn't answer right away, he got all jealous, and she'd be like, LaMondre, I am not playing this game right now. And then throw the phone down, walk away from it. She was getting measured for her wedding dress and everything.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was her name Andrea?
Yeah, Andrea.
Andrea,
yeah.
Okay.
Andrea, I'm sorry.
Right, Andrea. Well, from a year ago, there's an article from a year ago that says he still makes a pretty good living in prison. LaMondre runs an online store, LaMondre Jamal Elite Hair, where he sells hair extensions. He also runs an Instagram page for his business despite being incarcerated. He has his own apparel line. He received a hefty payout of $37,000 from the sheriff's department because of a clerical error. And he's writing a book to tell his side of the story. Again, this is a year ago. LaMondre and his lady Andrea from Love After Lockup seem to still be together these days.
Oh.
He's due to get out in 2026. He was sentenced to 74 years, but his attorney got 59 of them knocked off. So he's now due up for parole in 2026.
But yeah, I mean, she was expecting the wedding to be happening soon and found out that he wasn't getting out when he said he was getting out and all that.
They said he still takes care of her. And so far, it looks like she's waiting for him to get out of jail.
Mm-hmm. I think in Pensacola or somewhere like that. I can't remember where it was.
Yeah, let's see.
But that's a shame. I mean, she needs to get out there.
Yeah, I mean,
get her a man on the outside. Like, she needs to be taken care of in all ways, not just financially.
Exactly.
Somebody needs to take care of that. You know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's kind of it's so sad.
Everybody that's in that position?
No.
Where they're getting in, you know, involved with prisoners and all that stuff?
No.
Because I would think all of it is sad to me that you think that that's what you got to do to get a mate.
Yeah.
Is it for him to be an inmate?
She's got a family. Like, you immediately assume somebody that falls in love with a person in prison, like, doesn't have a lot of strong relationships, whether in their family or friends. They feel very alone.
Yeah, you just assume they're hanging on to some bit of a relationship that they can have. You're right.
But it sounds like she's got a family that's like, what are you doing? Which is exactly what you would expect from your family member. Like, find somebody else. Literally anybody else.
Yeah.
So, Alexis, have you ever dated anyone who had been incarcerated?
Who had been incarcerated? Mm-hmm. I mean, like in prison?
Yeah, not like you. I mean, like, you were incarcerated for a while when you got, when you
jail,
were drinking.
Not prison, yeah.
Yeah, but still, that's considered incarcerated.
Yeah.
People that have been to jail always want to tell you the difference.
Yeah, I like to
prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
There's a big difference, is there? I mean, you got arrested and you got out of the cell.
They actually went to prison. I was just in jail.
I was just in jail.
For a night.
Exactly.
Yeah, so technically, anybody you fall in love with is love after lockup. Because of your incarceration.
Right. That's true. But no, I've never dated anybody that was in prison.
Would you though? If they were reformed and all of that, you wouldn't experience love after lockup?
I don't think so.
Or does it depend on the charge?
It depends on the charge, but also it depends on like what restrictions are still current in their life. Like if they can't get a regular job because they're a felon or whatever, I'm not going to be trying to take care of somebody.
Okay, say what all if, of that's gone and they're completely free.
He can't. But he you just know can't vote he, or have a
yeah,
gun.
Right, yeah, he was in prison for 10 years. And it was for drugs, selling drugs. But you know, he's not, that's no longer part of his life. Would you have a problem with that?
Not that, maybe.
More so than like if he were a thief, like a, if you had to worry about him stealing your stuff all the time.
I couldn't do that.
No.
Or murder or beating somebody, like assault on a female or something like that. I couldn't do it.
Okay, so you do have standards.
Yeah. There's a limit.
There's a limit. Learn that.
Well, but that's no fun. Can't believe it. Who do you think you are?
Get out.
Judging people like that just because they killed somebody.
Oh, I'm not trying to deal with that. Take your murders over there.
She's, you know, she's so specific in her legalese, like assault on a female. I couldn't put up with that. Yeah, anytime you got to wonder if that's still hanging on, you know, like if they still, or did they really get over the urge to steal stuff?
Right. Yeah, and I wouldn't want to worry about that.
And that's bad when you're supposed to be able to forgive people. Right. And, you know, if they've left everything in the past and you give them another chance and all that stuff.
But the first time you come in and something's out of place.
Oh, I'm going to be like,
something's missing. You're like, I bet he stole my lighter.
Back to your ways.
Where is my lighter? I bet he stole it.
Yep.
What about if he just served a couple of years for prostitution, like being a pimp or something?
No.
No?
No.
You wouldn't forgive that? Look past that?
No.
You know, and pimping is no longer part of his life.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. Pimping is no longer part of my life.
There's that joke. They say pimping ain't easy, but I assure you that being a prostitute is much, much more difficult. Exactly. Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Now, Ace and TJ.
Well, young Tech D Rob came in this morning with a fresh haircut.
I know.
Looking all good. He said his girlfriend Meredith cut it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And I said, blindfold? She cut it blindfolded. No, it looks good. But it's the exact haircut that Mr. Todd, the video guy, has, isn't it?
It is. You got a fade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you put a little bit of product in your hair. No. Oh, it just stays up like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That ain't all either.
Ew.
Hey.
Stop. Wow. You guys are disgusting.
That ain't all that stay up.
Hey, Rob, it just stays up like that? Look at that. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Always. Yeah. In all ways. Okay, I have a question. Like I said, I've been dying to ask you about this morning. I forgot. So let's say your boyfriend posts your picture, creates a profile for you on Tinder just to see what the reaction would be. Is that offensive to you at all?
No.
Just to see how many guys would think she was hot?
No.
There's a guy that did that. He built a Tinder profile for his girlfriend just to see how many guys would think she was hot. She matched with 1,300 other guys in an hour. And they said, I don't know how Tinder works. He paid for Tinder's likes you feature that lets you see likes before you swipe right. And he posted it on Facebook, he said, because it made him appreciate her more. He told guys, quote, if you're feeling like you can do better than your girlfriend, create a Tinder profile and see how many other men would be stoked to be in your shoes.
I mean, I don't need Tinder to know that.
He joked that he was immediately going to draw her a bath, cook dinner, fold the laundry, and rub her feet. Then he later posted an update that said she had even more matches, so he's going to buy her a pony.
Yeah, so a pony?
Yeah, you wouldn't be offended. He was just joking, clearly, but you wouldn't be offended that he would wanted to see, I wonder if I could do better. Let's throw this up and see how many guys think she's hot. Then maybe I should reevaluate my relationship a little bit.
No, go ahead and do it. I mean, I already know how many people I match with, so whatever.
But it wouldn't make you feel bad that that's the way he was going about trying to see... Trying to determine his level of interest or something?
If that was his sole purpose and it wasn't just for fun and he's like, oh, let me do all of this work just to make sure my girlfriend's hot. Like, yeah, okay, well, you have too much time on your hands. That's ridiculous. But if it was just for fun, whatever.
Okay. He didn't show a picture of her in the story that I saw, so she's probably not that hot. He probably made up the whole thing.
It's a very good possibility.
Mm-hmm. And then how would that make you feel if you're the girlfriend? You go, okay, so the only reason you think you should treat me better is because of my looks?
Exactly.
Because people think that I'm good looking. I know people think I'm good looking. And then, you know, any guy, I mean, she'd have to be barely decent looking. And guys all over the internet would be trying to hook up with her.
Yeah.
I'll take her. I'll take her.
Sure.
If that's a true story, he done.
That's just a lot of work to just, yeah, make sure your girlfriend's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to do that before you make her your girlfriend. Make sure she's hot.
Right.
What's that about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're playing with fire.
Doing too much.
Wouldn't that make you think you're too good for him if he did that?
Yeah.
And then you look, oh, look at all these guys wanting to... you know, get a mess of me. I'm too good for this nerd. This nerd sitting around here posting stuff on social media.
Yeah, fake accounts, kind of.
On a looks scale in your relationship, who's the better looking of the two?
Oh, I don't know. That's
like, who has the upper hand when it comes to looks?
I think, honestly, and I was thinking about this weekend, I think we are kind of equal when it comes to good looks. He's the only person that I've ever felt like, oh, I'm not better looking than him, or I'm, you know, that's horrible to think that, but.
Oh, you're absolutely right, though. It is. It's horrible to think that.
This is the first guy you've ever dated that you thought, well, we're about even with looks. I'm clearly better looking than everybody else I've ever dated.
Definitely. I always was, for sure. No question about it.
Do you want to post it side by side and let people vote?
There you go. It's a good idea.
Sure. I wouldn't care. Whatever.
But if a guy said, every other woman I've ever dated, I've always known I was better looking than her. But now I may be equal to the girl I'm dating now. But he'd be called the biggest jerk in the world.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
But, I mean, that's also a thing a white girl wouldn't get away with saying as much as an Hispanic girl.
What, why is that? Better looking?
Yeah, because it, like, if a white girl said that, everybody would be saying that she's stuck on herself and she's, you know, she's not modest and all of that. But, you know, a fiery Latina says it and it's, oh! Oh, she's so sassy. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the truth.
Like, what's the biggest discrepancy? Like, how much better looking have you been with the guy that you're with? That at some point, was there a point you realized, like, God, this, why am I with this guy? I'm clearly way better looking than he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both my exes. So the last ex wasn't, he was decent looking at the beginning. And then things just kind of took a turn for the worse throughout the relationship. Hmm. But the guy before him, oh, definitely. I mean, when I was dating him, I knew, like, how am I attracted to this guy? He had a great personality, I guess. I don't know.
In his pants? you got a great personality in your pants.
You know, sometimes I'll make up for stuff.
See you working that personality. Throw that personality.
Have you ever felt that, Riggins, that you're out on a date with somebody and you realize after a few dates, like, I'm clearly much better looking than this person?
Never. It's always the opposite.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Never have I ever felt that way.
And I'm always, like, happy to be there. I'm like, well, I can't believe you think I'm, like, good looking or anything. Yeah. Every time, every single relationship I've had is like that.
Well, I guess I'm just stuck up. Got an ego problem, I guess.
I'm just an asshole.
I thought that was normal.
I'm trying to make you feel bad. Just, you
know. I mean, it's just confident.
Yeah, it's that's what cocky. I'm saying. Though.
I'm just very confident.
Mm-hmm. White girl has that same confidence. People be calling her a stuck-up bitch.
Well, what do you want me to say to that?
And I would be the first one.
You said you'd be the first one?
Yeah, I'd be the first one calling her that. Not to say that I'm not the first one calling you that, because I don't discriminate. Yeah. I don't discriminate, and I don't have the white guilt. So I'll insult you just as much as I will anybody else. And you're welcome for that equal treatment.
Appreciate it.
No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't say that about anybody. Y'all know how sweet I am.
That wouldn't even get me upset if someone said that about me. I'd be like, okay, you're right.
What, then you stuck up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Right. Because you don't have that thing about you that you always want people to like you, do you?
No, I don't care at all.
Mm-hmm.
I used to. I used to care too much about what people thought.
Yeah. Like Riggins does?
I don't know. Riggins, do you care about what people think?
Yeah, he wants to be loved.
Oh. And I also, at the same time, I can't accept it, which is the real tragedy.
Yikes. Yeah, that's hard.
I want love, and then I push it away.
Push it away.
Yeah, he wants to know that he's loved from a distance.
Yeah.
Don't ask anything else. Just love me from a distance.
So true.
Because if you love him up close, then you're going to expect things from him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want that.
Yeah. See, I don't want anybody to expect anything from me, so think I'm a stuck-up bitch. That's fine. That way I won't have to do anything for them.
It's one way to go about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You and your cat.
Yeah. I'm going to live my life. Yeah. I'm going to live my life.
Live it.
What caused the change?
I think that I just got exhausted of always trying to live my life based on how other people felt. And I realized that I wasn't being myself. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be this weirdo that I am, whether people like it or not. So whatever. And I feel like people respond better to that. So, or maybe they say they do. I don't know.
What kind of people?
Just all the people I encounter.
Oh.
Everybody's just like, you're genuine.
Your friends and all that you hang out with and twerk.
Those people.
Your twerking club.
My twerking club.
Yeah. I could see that.
Was there any twerking yesterday?
No.
None?
I only had 2 beers yesterday.
Okay.
I really didn't want to be out, but my friend was in town, and so I had to go see her.
Yeah.
I would have been a horrible friend if she was in town, and I didn't make the effort. So I went, but there was no twerking. The whole time, I was like, I wish I was in my pajamas in my room.
So. Well, you're a giver.
Oh, man.
Okay, we need to take a break.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, there's a story about if it's true, this would be one of the meanest phone scams that anybody's ever run on somebody. There's an out-of-work model in Utah named Megan Randolph, which, by the way, Utah, the fashion capital of the world, which is where all of the great models are, the supermodels, the runway elites. She claimed that a scammer convinced her to shave her head and her eyebrows. The story reads, convinced her to shave her own head and her eyebrows too. But the word own is not necessary in that statement, where it's usually not necessary used in that context at all.
At all.
Like, she was convinced to shave her head would have been just as sufficient, plenty sufficient, rather than shave her own head. But I digress. She got a text from somebody claiming to be with the hair care brand Redken. They offered her several hundred dollars to film herself doing an at-home haircut. And they said, the more hair you cut off, the more they'll pay. So... whoever sent her name and apparently whoever sent it knew her name and apparently knew she was a model, but it seemed suspicious. So she and her husband looked into it first. She says they Googled the number and found something that said it was associated with Redken. And when they called it, they got a voicemail that seemed legit. Plus, Redken has done some videos of at-home hair care during the pandemic. So they decided, hey, it's weird, but it's legit. And if she completely buzzed her head and eyebrows, they said they'd pay her several thousand dollars. So she went for it. She filmed the whole thing, and once it was done, she tried to reach back out to the same number, but it was disconnected. And that's basically when she realized it was a scam. She says that she's speaking out now to make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else.
Man, that's terrible.
Stupid.
That's
idiot.
Bad.
Yeah, because what do the scammers get out of it?
A good laugh.
They just laugh. Like, that's so come messed on. Up.
That is hysterical. That's terrible.
But my first thing was that she probably did that just as an attention getter, because now people will know that she's out there, went viral, and she's a model and may get her some gigs and whatnot. But let's say she did just fall for that. And her husband's right there with her.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't know she had a husband.
He's egging her on. Hey, yeah, this is legit, babe. We need that money. Get in there. Let's buzz it.
She's going to get $5,000 or
whatever. Yeah.
I mean, you're a model in Utah. You know, like, what kind of shining, like, that never, good-looking people don't come from Utah. So you've already been given the world on a silver platter, but you're too stupid to figure out it's a scam. And you shave off your eyebrows and your hair as a model. I mean, what a dummy. What a dummy.
The eyebrows, to me, would have been the tip-off.
Right. What is the...
Like, let's say, because it is a hair care product, but why would Redken care about you, how you grow out your eyebrows? They wouldn't. And that's where she should have gone, hang on. Why would they want me to shave off my eyebrows?
And she's still pretty with her head shaved. And she would have been better looking had she not shaved the eyebrows. She could still pull off a shaved head.
Yeah.
Because she is pretty.
She's pretty.
But... I mean, some people are saying she deserves it.
That's, yeah. I mean,
if she's
dumb,
she deserves it.
They want to be that person, but maybe you'll think about stuff next time.
Maybe you'll think about stuff next time.
Exactly.
Just in general.
Next time somebody tells you to shave off your eyebrows for $2,000, you'll think about stuff.
And that's actually what was in the last fortune cookie I got.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll think about stuff next time.
Okay.
And she didn't just buzz her hair down. No, she is shaved
like
bald.
Like shiny.
Bald.
Head. Yeah.
With no eyebrows whatsoever either.
Girl, come on.
Yeah.
How long does it take eyebrows to grow back out? It wouldn't take mine 2 days. My eyebrows get out of control fast. I have to trim them down all the time.
Mine would grow back, but you still couldn't tell.
Mm.
That's true.
A few weeks, I would think, because I did shave my part of my eyebrows off one time.
Why?
I was a kid and I was dumb.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't like last year.
No.
Yeah. I do feel bad for women because like that was the thing. Like you were supposed to have super thin eyebrows and then a couple years later they're like, thick eyebrows are back. Yeah. And I'm like, well, you already plucked them all out. And, like these poor women are just getting pulled around being told what eyebrows look good. Because some eyebrows don't grow back. Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
And when you reach a certain age as a guy, you got to really be conscious of your eyebrows growing straight out away from your head.
Yeah.
Something about it, I don't know what it is, but you'll see these guys, once they get a little older, the eyebrows just don't lay down up against their skin. They're just sticking out like horns.
They got like whiskers up there.
Yeah.
I know.
Caterpillars. It's weird.
I hit it with the Manscaped with a guard on it. You know, I have a Manscaped for above the waist and one for below.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get it mixed up.
You put the guard on and just run it over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounded like this. Like that. Mm-hmm. But do you think, though, Riggins, that this is just like, you don't feel sorry for this woman for being scammed. Do you think she's just stupid? She and her husband both are just stupid.
I don't feel bad at all. I don't feel bad at all. I mean, on what planet does this call come in and you not call back and go, okay, let me just, I want to verify before I shave off all my body, all my facial hair and eyebrows and stuff. Let me just talk to somebody.
And it has to be somebody that knows her because they had her name. They knew she was a model. Yeah. And they set the whole thing up to be like when she researched it, that number had something to do with Redken.
Yeah. For just like for satisfaction. Like that person is a sociopath.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get her shave her eyebrows.
I was thinking, like, it's probably a girl that just hates her or something. Yeah. And
she's a model.
That up.
Just cattiness, like another rival model.
Exactly.
She's like, you should shave off your eyebrows. I'll give you $2,000. I work for Redken. She's like, okay.
Now, maybe it's not even another model. Maybe it's just somebody who's, you know, another mom or somebody in town that's like, there she goes flitting around here thinking she's so beautiful. Well, let's bring her down a notch or two.
That's right.
Can they get in trouble legally for that? Because I guess because they lied to her?
No, because I mean, it was a regular person. Regular people lie to each other all the time.
Yeah, but it can be some type of fraud.
Telecommunications fraud.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. They'll get you for something. Yeah.
Mm.
I would throw that out of court.
You go, well, what is the price? I mean, what is that worth?
I'd be like, okay, no, explain the story again. You shaved off your eyebrows because somebody called you on the phone and told you to do it.
Yeah,
get out of my courtroom. I've got shit to do. Shut up. I mean, poor thing. I mean, it's sad. The sadness is that she's so stupid. That's the sad part.
Yeah, and I think they did a big news story on it and the whole thing on the local channel.
And I would not want people to know I was that dumb.
Right. Right.
Like, now you're putting it out there to announce to the world how dumb you are.
Yeah.
I would just, I'd tell y'all I was sick and I'm working from home. For the next 5 months, I'm going to be working from home. I can't. I'm sick.
Yeah.
Highly contagious. Don't come by.
The more hair you cut off, the more money we're going to see.
Come on. That's a problem growing up in Utah. You're just like, you're sheltered from the world. That would have not have happened if that person grew up in New York City.
Oh, definitely not.
Or, you know, California, or literally anywhere but Utah. Maybe Idaho, like rural Idaho.
But you say Utah people are weird anyway, Regan.
They are weird. That's what I'm saying. They just, they live in this little, you know, square state. They're just like, oh, you know, never been to the coast. Just, and like, of course, it's the perfect person to do that to.
But then again, when you say she's a model, that she could be a model like for the mall.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that she's a world-renowned face of anything.
Yeah, or, she's a model in her town.
Yeah. I mean, I was a model at one time.
She's an Insta model. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I was on the Louisiana Tech modeling team.
Ooh.
But did that make me a model? Technically,
it did. Yes, of course it did.
Yeah.
You're on a modeling team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got letter jackets and everything.
You lie.
They were pink.
We're the modeling team.
Did you know that TJ also won a Tech Tony for his acting skills at Louisiana Tech University? No, he received a Tech Tony Award.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had a whole presentation and everything, or they just gave it to you?
No, it was just from the plays that I had been in and all throughout the year. The people who came to the plays voted for, you know, whatever. Each one, like, I was best supporting actor.
Skills, me.
I know.
No big deal.
Pretty big deal. Between that and the modeling team, yeah, I was, everybody on campus was scared of me. I'd whoop somebody's ass. They're like, uh-oh, here comes the theater model guy. Straighten up or he'll whoop some ass.
Clearly he's coming across coming campus to whoop some ass right now.
Right.
It's intimidating.
Uh-oh. Get down. Y'all get down. Straighten up. Here he comes.
That jawline. Cut my throat.
The stop. The turn. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's too much.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. NEOGENIX.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.